Me too. I'll be here Saturday. I had told Dr. D. Jesus Rodriguez, 12-10-60, 7-8-27. 63-year-old gentleman comes in because of his foot pain. He had some injection in his feet because of large spurs with good results. He's a mechanic. He stands on his feet all day. I told him that I can do another set of injection, but he really needs to see a podiatrist. He says he'll do that as soon as he comes back from vacation from Arizona. Medical problems: hypertension, hyperlipidemia, BPH, gastroesophageal reflux. He was on Monjura, lost a significant amount of weight, but his insurance quit paying for it, and he's now off of it. I'd recommended doing the generic Monjura. He still weighs 229, which is better than 237. That he was on surgery, no surgery, social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, has cut down on coffee, exercise, and COVID immunization. Up to date, medication, see opposite page, allergy, none. He's alert, he's awake, his blood pressure is 135/75, pulse 57, respiration 19, temperature 98, ultrasound 96%, weight 229, down 8 pounds. Heart pulses, one pulse of two lungs occur, abdomen soft, next rejuvenation shows that I show mucosa with an lesion. There's no swelling in the lower extremity. There's definite tenderness over the heels, secondary to large bone spurs that's been diagnosed before, number one. Number two, lidocaine 1 cc, Decadron 8 milligram injected in each heel for bone spur treatment without any complications. Next number, recommended Monjura generic. Next number, blood pressure stable. Next number, bradycardia has always been the case. Next number, BPH stable with Flomax. Next number, no chest pain, no shortness of breath. Next number, no gastroesophageal reflux. Next number, reevaluate in 3 months. Next number, refer to podiatrist when he returns from Arizona regarding a more definitive treatment for his large heel spurs. Thank you.